Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And we're joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast featuring the most notable names at MLB and around sports every week. And Brett, last time we talked to you, the Padres were 7-0. Still on a pretty good run. They're 14-4, best record in baseball. So through 18 games, has enough of the season been played that we can start thinking that this may be what we're in store for this season, that the Padres are going to be a really good team?
They're really good. But a year ago, you remember, or not a year ago, but last year in the playoffs, I sat here and I just thought, Padres could win the World Series. They're really good.
Yep.
We thought we had the Dodgers, and the Dodgers ended up turning that series around and ended up winning the World Series. But I'm equally impressed with this start. I don't think you're going to play at a 14-4 clip for 162.
No.
But this is the real deal. I've been to two games. Colorado comes in. Yeah, they're the worst team, one of the worst teams in baseball. But to shut them out 3 days in a row, That's a big league team still. That's impressive. This bullpen, really good. You know, you lost Tanner Scott, but you still have Adam and Suarez at the end. And Suarez, he's kind of, over the last year or two, he's become kind of my favorite closer out there. He just comes in and just gets it done.
They've he looks so calm, doesn't he? Like, he just looks, he's got
great.
That, he's not that, like, jumpy closer that needs all that adrenaline and you know,
no, right.
Stalks around the mound.
There's no fanfare. It's just, give me the ball, let's go. Get in the box. And I'm going to stick this ball, you know where. I love it. Adam, as a hitter, I watch Adam and I get the cold sweat because, you know, there were certain guys, you know, I wouldn't have minded a Suarez. Yeah, he's going to be tough at the end of the game. But Adam, if you really watch the way he short arms the ball, and it's tough for me to really explain and be really clear, but it's things I see as a hitter, the way he short arms the ball and just flings it. It's so tough with his motion, with his mechanics, to decipher the difference between a fastball and a breaking ball. Because it comes out and it just, oh, that's a breaking ball. And now you got me. I've already committed and I'm gone. It gives me nightmares because I remember certain guys like that when they just shot it out, that short arm little flippy delivery. I couldn't pick it up, and it didn't matter how prominent the name was or how it just average middle of the road reliever. It gives me shit, but he's great. He's proven to be one of the best late inning game guys out there. That bullpen, really good. King is turning into a superstar. I kind of had that feeling when he came over in the trade from the Yankees. I'd watch him in the bullpen and I said, this guy's special. Pivetta, great late offseason pickup. I think under the radar, overrated. It kind of got, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal, but I thought it was great. Vasquez has been really good so far. And you got Darvish. You know, when Darvish comes back, you're going to have another big-time pitcher. Yeah, he's getting a little bit older, but I don't know. And the resilience of this team, the extra players, what they're doing. Tatis is off to an MVP start. Machado's doing what Machado does. And I think this Jackson Merrill, and I know he's on the IL right now, he's just going to be a special player. I think he's legitimately added to that team three superstars. And I don't mean to disrespect the Rise, who wins batting titles every year. But this Jackson Merrill kid's a special player. I just think whatever Schilt has done since he's taken over, he's done a really good job. He's got control of that clubhouse. It's a good vibe. Guys seem like they like playing with one another. And with this division, I've got some surprises. You know, Dodgers are just the Dodgers. They're going to be really good. It's going to come down to that at the end. You got to beat the Dodgers. But San Fran, out of nowhere. You know, I expected them to do a little more a year ago. But the way they've started, surprising. I look at that roster up and down. I look at that pitching staff, very solid, formidable. I don't see that lasting as long. I see that the longevity of the Padres and Dodgers being there. I think Arizona's better, but I think this is shaping up early on. This is the best division in baseball, and the Padres I have to put up there. You know, if you're going to future forecast of guys that wouldn't surprise you if in the World Series, Padres definitely on the small list of best teams in baseball.
Booney, you were talking about Jason Adam, you know, having to face a guy like that, that would give you nightmares, right? Just because of the angle, the weird way he throws it. It's unorthodox, right?
And yeah, like spits it out.
Yeah, like just kind of spits it, and you, it's hard to decipher. I was wondering what a guy like Alec Jacob, I don't know if you've seen him pitch much, that sidearm slinging for a right-hander for you. Did you hate the guys that came in really low?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Every right-hander in the world will tell you, there's no way any right-handed hitter I've ever played with or against will say, hey, I hope they bring in the submarine. Those guys are really fun. But, you know, through my career, I actually had a lot of success off those guys. And I don't know what the reason was. Every time I knew they were coming in, I'm like, oh, that angle, and I've got to change things a little bit in my setup, get both my eyes pointed at the pitcher so I really see it. I don't know if I concentrated more when the sidearm came in, because it was so different, but I actually ended up having success. Doesn't mean I liked facing them. You know, it's like certain pitchers. I did okay in my career off Pedro Martinez, but that doesn't mean I liked facing
them.
I knew I was in for a battle and nasty, but yeah, those sidearms definitely give you a different angle. But we always think, and I remember my dad telling me this. He said, Brett, sidearmers are sidearmers for a reason. I said, why? He said, because they're not good enough to pitch conventionally. They've got to find a trick out there. And that really stuck with me. And I'm not demeaning any sidearms. There were some great ones. You know, Eckersley, you want to call him a sidearmer? I don't know if he was a sidearmer. He was a lower than three quarters and one of the best Hall of Fame closer. But sidearmers, for the most part, it's like, you know, they kicked around the minor leagues. It wasn't working a certain way. And they just one day in the bullpen said, let's throw it from here and see what happens. So, definitely not fun. You never want – because I don't think you see them a lot. So it's always – it's like facing a knuckleballer.
Yeah.
Every knuckleballer is not a stud, but you don't want to face the knuckleball just because it's so different and we don't get any reps off it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking to Brett Boone, Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions. Call ClickGrainger.com or just stop by. So last night's game featured something that I've never seen. I don't know if anyone's ever seen it. Manny Machado at the plate, pops one up, foul. Kyle Tucker down the right field line, drops it. Then pops one up right at home plate, drifts just a little bit foul. The third baseman drops it. So he's got two errors and a third chance, and then hits a home run off Imanaga. I mean, big leaguers, I mean, they drop pop-ups occasionally. You see it maybe every couple of weeks. But
rarely back-to-back.
But rarely back-to-back. Same batter, gets a third chance. So this is unheard of. But I wanted to ask you, when you make an error like that in the field, you drop something.
I've never done that.
Well, I'm sure you haven't. What's the feeling like? How badly do you want the pitcher to pick you up in that situation? Like, please get the next guy out and don't make me wear this. I mean, what is that feeling like for a big leaguer? They expect you to make every play.
Right, that's an underrated, you know, you don't think about the times where you really pick your pitcher up and turn that big, unlikely double play for him. But as a defender, we don't think like that. We could have the perfect year where you make two errors the whole year, it didn't cost you, but all of a sudden in that final game, you make one error that leads to a run. That eats at you. And I, you know, every time I did it in my career, I'd come into the dugout and I would just look at our starter and I just want to give him a hug. And just, I am so sorry.
Would you say something to him?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Every single time, I just, it's like you're distraught. It's like being in an alternating shot in golf and you let your partner down because you shanked one into the lake.
Been there.
I just would go to him and I'd feel so bad. And you feel so much better if you do something later in the game. But yeah, I've been there. You feel horrible. And as a hitter, that second one drops, and as a hitter, you're starting to smile like, maybe I should go to Vegas after this game, especially when you come through and hit the home run. So, yeah, as a fielder, absolutely that eats at you. It's one of the worst feelings you have is when you let your pitcher down, because defense is something that shouldn't go away. I always thought that. I'm gonna hit some days. I'm not going to hit some days, but there's no excuse for me not always to play defense and play it at a high, high level. So, yeah, that used to really eat at me.
What about, we talked about it earlier in the week, Booney, about what did we all miss about the San Diego Padres team? You know, we knew they were going to be good. Yeah, we knew they were going to be good. They had good core coming back. But I don't think anybody could have expected this start. What did we, all the pundits, miss about the San Diego Padres?
Well, I don't think necessarily we missed. You know, you saw the only thing you thought is, wow, this offseason, look at what our counterparts down the street are doing.
Yep.
The Dodgers adding all these people. They're taking Tanner Scott from us. We lost Musgrove, our horse, at the top of the rotation, and we didn't win the World Series this year. So explain to me how we're better.
Right.
That was the thought process. You know, you lost the kid in left field. He went on to Atlanta. Well, he's been suspended since then. But Profar, he had a great year for him. So you lose Profar. Musgrove isn't available. Darvish comes out of the chute on the IL. And you lost Tanner Scott in the bullpen, one of the best closers in the game. So on paper, you can't possibly be better, right? No, it doesn't say that. But all of a sudden you got Tatis and Jackson Merrill, who was a great player a year ago, but I think he's up the ante. He's kind of more seasoned this year. And last year it's like, wow, look at this young kid. He's going to be a good player. Well, now we're at the point where, no, he is a good player and a star that's probably going to be an annual MVP candidate. So little maturations like that from last year to this year, I think have helped. I love the fact, I know Cronenworth, we don't know what's going to happen with him day to day coming back, but I like moving him back to second base. I think he's going to thrive playing there every day. He's comfortable in that position. Bogart's back at short. I like that. Whether you like it defensively, you don't. I just like guys being comfortable when they take the field on where they're playing. I think that really helps on the offensive side. And I still thought all along, I said, guys, you lost Tanner Scott, but you still got Adam. You still got Suarez. The other guys are great too. They were great a year ago. I don't think they had their best year. But Matsui and Peralta, I've always liked these guys. Estrada, they're just all really good. And then the last one was the Pivetta. You know, the Pivetta at the last minute was the one real difference maker pickup I think these guys got. But it's just they're playing as a unit. They're playing. They look like they enjoy playing baseball with each other. So I think a year ago, yeah, they could have won the World Series a year ago. Don't get me wrong. If that it takes a little bit of a turn, different turn in that Dodgers series, we got a different scenario. It didn't. Dodgers prevailed. But this is a really good team, and they're putting themselves in position early to really make a run. You got to stay healthy, just like everybody in today's game, because injuries are so prevalent. But they're going to put themselves in position, I think, like they did a year ago, to make a late postseason run.
Booney, good talking to you as always. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Booney.
Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.